Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v tokratnem intervjuju Radija Študent, v katerem gostimo avstrijski garažni trash, rock and roll, surf, punk band, ki prihaja nocoj v ljubljanski Orto bar, kjer predstavlja svojo ploščo Tales from the Cave. Pred pogovorom si poslušajmo še ker imamo band že na liniji, se bomo tako začeli z njimi pogovarjati, tako da ne bo nobenega njihovega komada. Sedaj pa pozdravljam v etru naše goste. Good evening, Wild Devil.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, Slovenia. How are you doing?
Slovenia is just fine, and let's say you are coming to Orto Bar for a gig tonight.
We are already on the motherfucking way. We are here at a gas station. I'm just talking to you, and we're looking forward to destroy Ljubljana tonight.
Yes, and you're already running late, and
We are in a hurry. We was waiting for the interview. We are late. I'm sorry, but we will be on stage in time, and we're gonna tear that place into pieces.
But man, I have to improvise here, and you have broken my complete concept.
It was a problem because our guitar player, he was fucking a girl today in the morning, and he came late to the appointment, so we had to wait for him. Now we're late for the show, so that's the reason. So I'm sorry.
And how was your gig in Trieste yesterday?
The gig in Trieste was really, really, really great, you know, but we saved the whole energy for tonight. It was a little start, it was a little bit warming up, because tonight we want to show Slovenia how we really can destroy a club, how we can destroy a stage in the most terrible, in the most awful, terrific way.
Okay, we started already weird, and it is gonna be even more weird tonight in Ortobar.
Weird? For me, this is normal.
Okay. I have heard you have been dressed really weird, normal for you in Trieste.
Yes.
Leopard slacks or something?
Spandex.
Oh, that's great.
Spandex. I have I'm sitting here in the van right now in my leopard print spandex pants. I'm having my right hand in my pants. I'm masturbating a little bit right now. Yeah, I have a bone necklace, and I'm wearing a paisley shirt and a big belt out of crocodile leather, and I'm wearing some high heel sneakers. Yeah, and we're having a really cool time right here now, and we're looking forward to just meet you later on at the club, everybody, especially the girls. And we have a woman in the band. She is looking forward for some really sexy Slovenian guys.
Oh, that's a very friendly invitation.
Yes, so come on out, everybody. Join the band, party with us, and let's have a good time.
I'm sure our audience is not as scared as some more square audience would be, but still, let's present the real you, the wild, the evil, and the trash bones in the ether of Radio Student.
Radio Student, what is it? How many people are listening to that? Is it only you and me, or is
no,
you really have
it listeners? Is about half a million of people listening.
Half a million? Oh my God, I should watch my mouth then.
You should behave weird as you behave.
You should have told me that before, man.
Explain me about...
Come on, everybody, make some noise. The trash bones are in that van.
Explain me why are you the wild evil, not evil, but evil and the trash bones? How come...
I'm wild evil and not evil the wild.
Okay. now you are playing...
Call me, you can call me White Eagle.
Well,
a wild easel.
Ego, yes.
wild
easel.
Mild weevil.
Let's say, how is your...
We are actually wild eaters and the gay boners.
You have been previously in band The Staggers?
Pardon? Yeah, I'm the singer of The Staggers, but we are having a break right now. The Staggers are not existing in the moment anymore.
And... how did your career start? You and the band, you have influence in surf, in rock
we
and roll?
We have influence, of course, of the Sonics, the Trash Man, of all the 60s garage punk bands, the Back from the Grave compilations, of course, like any normal, well-behaved garage punk band, of course.
Punk influence also... And
the Ramones, of course, New York Dolls, the Dead Boys, all the good stuff. The good stuff. People who listen to that music know what we are about.
And in your band, there is a very special person.
Pretty childish.
Childish? As far as I know, he was playing with Lord Such, the Screaming Lord Such.
Oh, yeah, we have the saxophone player from Screaming Lord Such with us. Buddy Grabner, he played somewhere in the 90s, he played a show with Screaming Lord Such in Vienna Town.
And how is your music somehow connected with Swedish Garage?
Swedish Garage because we fucking love it. The Stomach Mouth, the Strollers, all those bands. The Swedish 80s scene was amazing, and we just love it. It's powerful for us, and we try to. We don't try to. We actually are that shit. We are that shit 100% more than they were. We are the top of Swedish garage punk. We are the essence.
Okay. And your connection to surf music?
How many instruments do we have? Two. Yeah, we only have two instrumentals, but we love surf music. It's all also from the Strumming Mental compilation, the Trash Man, as I told before, and it's a big influence, of course. It's if you listen to the Cramps, for example, they also had a big surf influence, and it's the same impact for us.
And Dick Dale, for instance, quite unknown performer, perhaps, in the surf history.
Dick Dale, of course. Dick Dale is one of the most famous surf guitarists ever. Of course. And we also listened to Duane Eddy every now and then. Hey, Bernie, make the Duane Eddy sound.
I know there'll be a lot.
Sorry, that was Johnny and the Hurricane.
Evil. I am aware on tonight's concert there'll be a lot of yelling and screaming and keyboard smashing. I expect that. Let me be surprised some more and tell me. For instance, how was your European tour going?
Yeah, we are on tour in Europe all the time. We are playing in London next month. We play the Le Beat Bespoke with the Trash Man and the Poets, and we're gonna play in Germany next week. We're gonna play in Switzerland. We are going around all the time. This is very important for us to not only stay in Austria. For us, it's important to go out of the country to spread the word and to meet all our friends all over the world, and just we want to have fun, we want to play, we want to rock and roll till we die.
Tell us, where have you been playing?
Probably we'll die because of that, probably.
You'll die because of the rock and roll way of life.
Exactly.
But tell me, where have you been trying to ruin your liver with alcohol?
Yes. Everything. With everything.
Oh. Sex, drugs,
ooh,
and
exactly.
Rock and roll. Seems like nice lifestyle.
Yes,
and
it is. It's a very nice. A very nice lifestyle, a little bit exhausting every now and then, but it's the best way of life that I can imagine. And I think, do you agree with me, Trash Bones?
Yeah!
Here, you got it. No.
You're fucking, you're out of the band, man.
Other members of the band don't look too normal for some square person. Could you describe, for instance, the drummer, what he
the
does?
The drummer is a very furry animal. The drummer has long black hair. He has sideburns down to the nipples. He wears pointed shoes made out of crocodile leather. Or what kind of leather is it, actually? I think it's human leather today. Dragon leather. He's wearing dragon leather, pointed, winky-picky boots. He's wearing skin-tight pants with a hole in the pants, actually where his dick should be. I don't know what is there right now. I even don't want to know. It just seems terrible. He's wearing an iron cross around his neck. He's wearing a striped pants. He's wearing a leather jacket. If you see that guy, you change the side of the street. You don't want to pass by this man, because when you think this guy is passing by you, he's going to put out a chain out of his pocket and put it right over your face. You think that this guy is going to put out a stiletto knife and put it into your belly and cut you up and spill your guts all over that place. You don't want to know this man.
Thank you, Wild Devil. Could you briefly describe your members of the band?
We have Diana on bass. She is an insane thumping bass. Thumping horror. She is a man-eating slut.
Okay, let's go on with other members.
She will not leave this place without having had sex with at least 15 men, I will tell you. Then we have Polly on guitar. Polly. I don't have to say anything about Polly because he came late because he was with the girl in the morning anyway. And then on fast guitar we have Murphy. Murphy. He has a mop top. A mop top. Who is wearing a mop top?
Morphine. Morphine.
Yeah.
What
Murphy
does that
Morphine.
Mean?
Murphy Morphine. Morphine. Murphy Morphine. No, Murphy Morphine. Morphine, you know what it is.
Oh,
I don't have to say anything about
thought
this man,
he was
he likes it. He takes it every day to go sleep, to wake up. He needs it. He has mopped up. His hair looks like if you mop the floor and just put it on somebody's head. He is also wearing a black leather jacket, and he's playing a chainsaw. He's playing a chainsaw as a guitar, actually.
That's great. Thank you for the presentation.
It sounds like that.
It was very nice hearing you, and we have the great opportunity seeing you tonight in Orta Bar on the stage.
Okay, thank you very much. I keep on wanking meanwhile, and see you later in the club.
We'll see us there, weird man. Bye-bye.
You are the guys. Bye-bye, Slovenia. Bye-bye, man. Thank you very much.
To je bil RŠ intervju, v katerem smo predstavili band Wild Evil and the Trash Bones, ki predstavlja svojo ploščo v ljubljanskem Ortobaru nocoj. Intervju pa je potekal seveda na podobno odštekan način, kot je ta garažni surf punk rock and roll band, ki se vede povsem nekonformistično tako v svojem življenju kot na odru. Z bendom sem klepetal Tibor Krbavčič.
Intervju Radija Študent.